Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When I hear it from a team employee like that compared to a Jonathan Papelbon, it does hit a little different to me. It does. Did it hit you the same way?
Oh, there's no doubt. But I also understand that like who you are from 23 to 28 doesn't mean that's going to be who you are from 29 to 38. You know, and like people mature, people evolve. Some people devolve, you know, they become someone that you didn't see happening. Like, who would have foreseen Klay Thompson and maybe some of the stuff that happened with him in the end of his career? I didn't see that coming.
He likened it to a toxic marriage and two people that just need to get a divorce.
Yeah, and so there are a lot of guys in the history of sports who have changed a little over time, good and bad. There are a lot of guys over the history of sports who have switched teams and maybe they've changed their perspective. And they change a little. Now, I do believe that, like, you know, who you are at 35, 40 is kind of who you are for the rest of your life.
Right.
But sports can be different. And I think there are seminal moments in your life that will change you. I wonder if this is one that will change him, good or bad. I'm talking about Rafael Devers. Right. And I think the number one thing for me is like, okay, he doesn't want to be the face of the franchise. I don't think we need him to be on every commercial. I don't think you need him to be, you know, doing every single post game with Laura Britt and Bonte Hill.
Can he do one of them? Can he?
He's already done one. He did one with Alex Pavlovich.
Right.
Okay. Like, for example, okay, right after the presser, he did a one-on-one with him.
Okay.
All right. And I thought it was fine. You know, and there's whatever. I mean, I can't remember many Barry Bonds post games.
Sure.
Now, Barry was Barry.
That's exactly my point. Like, for Devers to be able to get away with that, as Will was alluding to, you got to produce. And the fact that he owned Garrett Cole and he owned the New York Yankees endeared himself to a way. It's like, okay, he's producing. It's fine, right? But then it became a problem in and of itself this past year because he wasn't being a quote-unquote team player. And the fact that immediately he came over here and said, I'll do whatever the team needs me to do, and I will be that team player that I refuse to be in Boston. Yeah, he echoed what one of the hosts over at WEEI said it to us on our airwaves yesterday. Chris Cotillo, I think his name is. That's because I have some sound here from him. He was on our airwaves yesterday. And he said the same thing. It was a verbal equivalent of a middle finger to the Red Sox, that presser, the other day.
It sounds to me like this was a very combative situation between two people, Craig Breslow and Rafael Devers. Again, I'm just reading between the lines on all the stuff reported.
I got Will Fleming talking about thing you and are right here.
Yeah, I want to break this down.
Here is Will Fleming talking about Craig Breslow, the president of baseball operations in Boston, who gets the most blame.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dever situation.
I think it's probably Breslow first. I don't understand how he could have a beef with the owner, right? I mean, maybe the way that things got communicated or sold to him in the signing. I was not in that room, guys. I can't really speak to that. But my sense of it very much is that it's Breslow first.
Which is different than what a guy like Jonathan Papelbon, who obviously works for Nesson, where they stream their television games, obviously in Boston, who said he slighted the owner. And the owner and him had a problem. So now we got Will saying, no. It was the guy calling the executive that's calling the shots there. It was Craig Breslow.
I've worked for various companies over my life, and I'm not going to pretend that I've ever had the cachet of Rafael Devers, of being the highest paid guy on the team who's also the best.
Well, maybe in your own given profession, you might have been the Rafael Devers. Right?
Even then, he's better at what he does than what I would be okay at what I do, is kind of where I'm going at within the industry, right?
Are you more of a Matt Chapman? What were you? Or player equivalent.
Just not on that caliber. Okay. But where I'm going at is that I do know the feeling of when somebody screws you over or you feel that it's impossible to let it go and continue to work with them. I get it. Now, you're going to say to me, what kind of coworker are you to let your team down? This is team sports. Da, da, da. Look, it is team sports. And there are elements of, you know, youth sports. You got to get along with everybody. It's also the big leagues, and it's also a business, and it's professionalism. And once you realize that you and another individual cannot coexist anymore, I kind of get that. I'm not saying what he's doing is right. That's not what I'm saying.
No,
but I understand.
I am personally going through something, a divorce, separation in my own life that I have no problem talking about publicly. And it's very hard on both parties not to have a sense of pettiness.
Yes.
It's very, very difficult.
And it's hard. Like, this is what I always, the analogy I was told by my dad, and it's a really good one. He was like, hey, Joe, like, you could have a problem with somebody, right? And let's say everybody in your wake, that's like the pond, okay? Yeah. You're one of the fish in the pond, all right? And you got a problem with another fish.
Yeah.
Well, when you throw the rock into the pond at that other fish, it may miss that fish,
right,
but it reverberates and could hit someone else, and that puddle, if you will, continues to touch everyone else in that pond. And that's kind of what happened here with Devers and Breslow. Whatever beef they had with each other obviously was affecting everyone in that organization, and they needed to cut him out. And you know what? Quite frankly, it might be the best for both parties.
Hopefully it is. And hopefully none of that pettiness and that attitude, whatever he had over in Boston, which is clearly toxic, seeps over to here. Because that's, honestly, that's the biggest question now going forward, is like, all right, I don't want any of that happening here. That is the last thing that I want. And the fact that Will even said he expects him to play first base at some point this weekend,
Joe,
as the biggest middle finger to the team, is, it had to, you just had to laugh at the absurdity of it. Yeah.
There's another element which I don't think enough people are actually bringing up, and I heard Willard, and I just come out and say it. What if Craig Breslow's a moron?
Maybe.
What if Craig Breslow just doesn't have any human skills whatsoever to be able to connect with
him? Nico Harrison?
What if he's not Nico? What if he's Trent Baalke? Mm. Pretty good at identifying talent, but just have zero social skills.
It's possible. Right? I haven't heard him like speak really in front of like media.
Well, no, but all we're hearing is like, hey, this guy Rafael Devers is a jerk, right? That's kind of what that's basically reading between the lines. I mean,
everyone's saying it, right? From the Boston perspective. Okay. Hell, Will was...
Both could be true, though, right?
Yeah.
Rafael could be kind of a jerk, and he did some really bad things in terms of teammate stuff. But also, Craig Breslow could be a dummy too.
Right.
And just lack emotional intelligence. Could that not be it?
That absolutely could be it. Here's more from Will Fleming, again, voice of the Red Sox radio network, who joined us last segment, talking about Devers right after the press conference, immediately taking ground balls at first base and what that signified to the Red Sox organization.
It was an enormous middle finger to everybody with the Red Sox. It was. There's no other way to see that. And again, this notion of I'll do whatever they want, but they didn't ask me nicely enough in Boston. That to me is absolutely outrageous.
And that's after Chris Cotillo, who's a Red Sox beat writer for MassLive.com, said this yesterday on our airwaves.
It was the verbal equivalent of middle finger to the Red Sox yesterday. I don't think there's any other way you can possibly imagine that or interpret it. I don't think it's exaggeration to say that. I think people back home were absolutely stunned. And I think even those who were like on the Devers side of things, Red Sox fans, I think he lost a lot of them by saying they're the men in charge. I'll do whatever it takes.
They were done with each other. And I'm gonna defend Devers here.
Flipping the bird.
I'm going to defend. A good middle finger that you give to someone can be some of the most effective.
That's great.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things in life. Roll up on somebody in the car and they're looking at you and you just smile back and you give them the big bird. You guys know exactly what I'm talking. Do not pretend like you've never given one and you knew it was a satisfying middle finger.
Oh, I mean, it's like how guys say hello and goodbye to each other sometimes.
Well, it's mainly driving for me. You've always driven past someone that was either going way too slow, who was being a jerk, whatever, you finally get past them, you're side by side, and what do? I hope I'm off camera right here. You do that, right there. That's what you do.
So let me give you an example in real life. I got fired and was kind of leaving this company way back in the day. This is one of the many meat shops that I work for. And the boss gave me something like this of like a one-on-one, right? We were talking and he said something to the effect, like, well, when are you going to leave? You know, like, because I had put in my 2 weeks or whatever it was. And I was like, well, I guess I'm leaving right now. And I took off my apron and I rolled it up into my hand and I fired it into his face.
Right.
Okay, that was the equivalent of giving the middle finger to that individual. Right. Extremely disrespectful. Yeah. Now, I was a young man who was out of control at the time in my life. And I am ashamed by admitting that story out loud. And it was like one of those things I regretted so much, because the world is a small place and I would run into this individual over and over and over again. And I would feel very inclined every time that I would run into them, like, I'm really sorry about that. You know, it happened in the past. You were a young guy. And so, like, name me somebody who doesn't have some regrets from some situations that they handled poorly. And then after reflection and stepping back and having a little more perspective, realizing that you might have been wrong. Name me somebody. You know, yet he who has not sinned cast the first stone. That's just the way I look at it. And I'm not saying what Devers did is all the way right. I'm not saying it's all the way wrong. But I do believe in these situations, the truth is somewhere in between. I think Breslow has some culpability. Devers clearly has some culpability. And all I care about as a Giants fan is that he shows up, plays first bases, and rubs it in their face by going 3-for-4 on Friday night.
What's the ugliest sports breakup in your mind? What's been like the ugliest that you can remember in your lifetime?
I mean, Charles Haley is like,
okay,
one of them.
That's one of them.
The Clay breakup wasn't great.
Okay, here in the Bay, we'll stick first.
I agree with that one. That one was
Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
Yeah, but that wasn't with us.
No, but you were a part of
it. T.O.
You were a part of it, for sure.
T.O. Yeah, I was about to say the T.O. one.
T.O. was bad.
What about Jerry leaving to the Niners going to the Raiders?
It was more sad.
Okay.
More sad.
Was it very ugly?
No, we all rooted for him. It was more sad. I think he was bitter.
Harbaugh
sucked. Harbaugh was awful.
That was pretty ugly.
The Niners leaving the city and leaving Harbaugh. Yeah, those were bad.
We were down bad. Okay.
Sherman wasn't great.
888. Oh, by the way, speaking of Richard Sherman, yikes. I could get into that.
Sherman on the way out the door wasn't great.
Earl Thomas was worse.
No, I know, but that was for Seattle. KD on the way out the door wasn't great.
No. That's, again,
JP on the way out the door wasn't great.
Ugliest sports breakups, 888-957-9570.
The future Draymond Warriors breakup.
Oh, God.
Oof. Maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse on that one.
I mean, he might coach the team one day.
He's a Warrior lifer. Stop. He's never getting rid of that guy. You're not. Jonathan Kuminga maybe this summer.
Well, that'll be a fun breakup.
We'll see. Although, if you ask Joe Lacob, I don't know. He was on with Tim Kawakami earlier in the week. So I think.
I mean, Joe Montana and Dwight Clark.
Yeah,
that was
Joe.
You know,
yep.
One of the all-time. Yep. With Dwight having to trade away Joe Montana. I mean, my dad was never over that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to this day, I can hear him in the back of my head, 92 playoff game with Joe on the sidelines, championship game against Dallas. And Joe would have won this game. Put Joe in. Joe would have won this game. It's like, Daddy's the reigning MVP. Talking about Steve Young.
Let's see any other East Bay ones I could really think of. Sports breakups. I mean, the Raiders.
I mean, Bruce Bochy and the Giants.
Was that ugly?
Well, Bochy was way too classy to admit that it was ugly, but okay. It was.
All right. Fair enough. Anything else in orange and black that you could think of? That was Jeff Kent leaving ugly at all?
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you got to remember, it wasn't just Jeff Kent. It was also Dusty Baker. And the way Dusty Baker was outed out the door where his tax returns were released publicly and Jeff Kent.
Oh, my God.
What?
Just the tax return thing.
That happened.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Well, if we're going to talk ugly breakups, one of the most famous ones in Barry history was Al Davis and Lane Kiffin and the projector.
Lane!
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin.
Getting fired on the tarmac.
Oh, my God.
I heard from
Was that USC?
Yeah.
I think USC.
There's a lot of different Lane Kiffin firing, so it's understandable to get them mixed up.
I actually heard from a pretty good source.
Oh.
And I'll just
Streets
are
talking.
Hold on. Did we even say it? Kevin Durant leaving the Thunder.
Not leaving the Thunder.
No,
but
that was like how Thunder fans feel about
Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant leaving anywhere.
But that no. But the Thunder aspect of it, they hate Kevin Durant. Listen, if the Thunder win tonight and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wins the championship, they're all going to look at Shai as the greatest Thunder player of all time. Not Kevin Durant, not Russell Westbrook. It's Shai, which is honestly kind of insane to me.
So the Red Sox deal that I heard. Okay, this is the way I heard it went down, whether this is real or not. Red Sox planes on the tarmac, ready to go off, in position. They're firing up the engines.
Red Sox, you said?
The Red Sox.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, got to turn this thing around. Devers got traded. Get off our plane.
That happened?
Yeah, apparently.
Who? According to who?
It went right back to the gate. Just people that I know.
Oh, Birdie.
Streets are talking.
Okay. Wow. That's actually insane. Turn it around. Hey, Devers, you got to get off the plane.
You got to get off. You didn't get a rose.
Did they do the slide, the emergency slide down there? Slide on out of here.
I mean, Steiny's in the other room, so every time we bring up these bad breakups, I think of PJ Carlissimo and the Trust Be Well. I mean, like, come on.
Carter just brought that up back here.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Who else? I mean, I guess you can call it a split, but he retired. Not really. Like, Michael Jordan, the Bulls. It's kind of like, I know it was the last dance and they went out on top, so it wasn't ugly. But that whole, when I watched back on that doc, like, God. Krause and Jordan just
Lincecum leaving the Giants hurt me tremendously.
Yeah,
him going tough. To the Angels, I didn't like that. I thought he had earned the right to be a Giant for life.
I don't think it ended well with Bumgarner. Quite
no,
frankly. That was not he was
no.
not happy about how that all went down.
Brian Wilson,
yeah,
Brian Wilson screaming and yelling at Larry Bear.
Very awkward breakup.
888-957-9570. Worst sports breakups we're talking about right now. Call in, text in. Hit us up on the chat. If you see anything on the chat, Sam, feel free to chime in.
A's in the city of Oakland?
No, I was going to say like the Raiders and the A's leaving. Like Oakland and just in sports in general. It's been toxic and it's been bad. It's not been good.
You guys were all probably way too young, but Mariucci flirting with other teams and then the Yorks like Denise and Dr. Jean like, you can go.
Well, that's
people were pissed.
It's happening now, right? With like Jason Kidd like flirting with the Knicks job as he's coaching like the Mavericks.
Jason's been on so many teams, I can't even keep.
Well, I mean the Gruden Al Davis split. We were talking Al Davis split.
Yeah,
that's true. One. I mean, I brought up Glenn Kiffin and buried the lead on Gruden. That was happening the same time as Mariucci.
Traded him for a first.
Well, Antonio Brown. Now that we're
Oh my
Antonio,
God.
Antonio Brown's breakup with reality is uglier than anything else.
Oh boy. ESPN. Is he still on the run? By the way,
I don't know.
Is
but he's
still on the
he's
run?
He's tweeting away.
He's tweeting out of the Middle East the other day.
Middle East.
No, he was
which is
not.
Crazy.
I don't
the worst place to be.
Does he know what's going on there? I mean, good Lord.
Not a chance.
Oh, God. Shaq and Kobe, from the text line, obviously. Like,
well,
that's when you think of the breakup, it's probably that one, right? In sports?
Tom Thibodeau this year, I think, too. He made the Eastern Conference Finals. They hadn't done anything in years.
But he didn't make it messy.
I would agree.
He was classy about it.
I agree.
Which I will say about Tom throughout that whole thing. Like, and he'll get a job. Someone should hire him. Like, the proof is in the pudding. That guy will get you to the playoffs. I think a team like the Pelicans would probably be better off getting a guy like that. Although, Zion Williamson playing for Tom Thibodeau, would he actually, like, you know, like, try on defense at that point? Would he make him try? Why are you looking at me in that?
I mean, just Zion, like, man. It's just, I got a feeling it's never going to happen for that guy.
Never. I'm getting LeBron in Cleveland, LeBron in Miami, LeBron Cleveland again.
Oh, the ring chaser?
The ring chaser? Oh, yeah. We can get into that at some point if you want to.
I mean,
to.
When Dion left, I was pretty pissed.
Dwight Howard, that was... People forget. Dwight Howard and that Stan Van Gundy situation was toxic. They were going back... They were speaking through the media at that point. Ray Allen quietly quitting the Celtics to join Miami in 2012.
That was a smart move.
That was smart.
That was a really smart move.
Yeah, Westbrook.
I mean, Don Nelson retiring on the Warriors. You guys probably. Let me trade away everyone, and then I'm done. And then I'm gonna go coach the Mavs real quick. It's like, Nelly, I thought you were done.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, we're getting obviously that was
ugly.
But that, you know, the writing was on the wall there forever.
Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan.
Damn, Tom Brady and his own family. Someone texted him. Jesus. And that's pretty harsh. But he won another title, so it was okay, right? Dude. Lionel Messi in Barcelona.
She was with that karate guy so quick.
Excuse me, jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu. Much okay. Classier
you're
than
right,
karate.
Jiu-jitsu.
All right, there you go.
Man, Giselle was with the jiu-jitsu guy so quick.
Very quickly. Yeah, it's tough. Well,
makes you think.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.